This is the Black Christian News Network One podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to Religion News Service, a prominent African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church leader has been removed from the ranks of bishop after being found guilty in a church trial for mishandling millions of dollars in transactions related to congregations. Staccato Powell, who was the bishop of the denomination's Western Episcopal District, had been suspended until the time of his trial, which was held on Wednesday, July 28th, during the first day of the AME Zion Church's Hybrid General Conference in Atlanta. According to the single page of official minutes from the trial proceedings, which were held in executive session, Powell is no longer a bishop. The jury found Bishop Staccato Powell guilty on all 20 counts, the minutes read. The trial committee recommended Bishop Staccato Powell be disrobed, meaning Bishop Staccato Powell would no longer be recognized as consecrated to the office of bishop and would be remanded to the Central North Carolina Conference as only an ordained elder. The recommendation was adopted. Bishop Michael Frencher of the Southwestern Delta District offered prayer for Bishop Powell, his family, and the AME Zion Church, the minutes also state, noting the executive session ended at 1:33 a.m. on Thursday. Powell did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The denomination's Board of Bishops said in a statement that the General Conference conducted a fair trial, reviewing extensive documentary evidence, hearing witnesses, and providing opportunity for a full defense before the vote was taken to convict Powell. A core principle of Methodism is accountability. No position, regardless of prominence, is beyond this proposition, the board said. While we grieve the circumstances, personal ethical lapses, and erroneous judgment that placed us in this difficult position, we're grateful for the historic and overwhelming affirmation of our standards of mutual accountability. According to the Daily Mail, a black couple from Georgia died of COVID-19 after refusing to get vaccinated because of lack of trust, due in part to a past racist medical experiment in which black men from Alabama were denied treatment for syphilis. Martin, 53, and Trina Daniel, 49, of Savannah, succumbed to the virus within 3 hours of each other. They died July 6th. The couple, married for 22 years, are survived by their two children, a 15-year-old daughter and an 18-year-old son. Services for the couple were held on Saturday. Their deaths were first reported by WSB-TV in Atlanta. Family members said the two were fearful of getting vaccinated because they distrusted the medical establishment after the infamous Tuskegee syphilis experiment. Starting in 1932, when Alabama and the rest of the South were still segregated, government medical workers withheld treatment for unsuspecting men infected with syphilis in Tuskegee and surrounding Macon County so physicians could track the disease. The study, which involved about 600 men, ended in 1972, only after it was revealed by the Associated Press. According to the Macon Telegraph, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation will not bring charges in the death of a woman at an adult slumber party. Tamala Horsford, 40, attended the event with at least 11 other adults in 2018, when she allegedly fell from the back deck of the house and died. The agency turned over its reports to the Forsyth County District Attorney's Office for review. The DA review determined the facts and investigative findings do not support pursuit and prosecution of criminal charges, a GBI spokesperson told the paper. It comes a year after the investigation was reopened by the GBI after gaining renewed interest during the 2020 protest over racial justice. Questions have swirled as to how Horsford ended up face down in the backyard with family members suggesting the investigation was not handled properly. They said that the GBI's reported mishandlings of killings of civilians by police, and a lawyer for Horsford's widower has said evidence could show Horsford's was in a struggle before her death. According to Reuters, kidnappers who raided a boarding school in northern Nigeria earlier this month released 28 children on Sunday, but another 81 remain in captivity, according to a pastor involved in the negotiations for their release. The attack on the Bethel Baptist High School in the state of Kaduna was the 10th mass school kidnapping since December in northwest Nigeria, which authorities have attributed to criminal gangs seeking ransom payments. A first batch of 28 children was released 2 days after the raid. Parents told Reuters that 180 students typically attend the school and that pupils were in the process of sitting exams. Reverend Iti Joseph Hayab told Reuters on phone, 28 students were freed this morning. Quite a number of the students before now escaped, but 81 are still in captivity. Nigerian authorities have attributed the kidnappings to what they call armed bandits seeking ransom payments. According to The Guardian, a university in South Carolina is forgiving the student loans of over 2,500 students who stopped attending school because of financial hardship. South Carolina State University, the state's only public historically black college or university, announced last week that the school was automatically clearing the loan accounts of students who have not registered for classes or who dropped out entirely because they could no longer afford college. The school said it was canceling a total of $9.8 million in loans using money from the CARES Act and American Rescue Plan stimulus packages designed to help America recover from the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. We're committed to providing these students with a clear path forward so they can continue their college education and graduate without the burden of financial debt caused by circumstances beyond their control, said Alexander Conyers, the university's acting president, in a statement. Conyers added, "No student should have to sit at home because they can't afford to pay their past due debt after having experienced the financial devastation caused by a global pandemic." According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, many Clark Atlanta University students, recent graduates, and their families got surprising news Friday when the school announced it is clearing all student account balances for the 2020 semesters and the spring and summer 2021 semesters. Clark Atlanta President George T. French Jr. wrote in a letter to students that the decision was made as a gesture to thank students for continuing their education during the COVID-19 pandemic. When COVID-19 became a public health crisis in March 2020, the university did not allow students on campus and continued that policy through the end of the year. Clark Atlanta allowed a limited number of students on campus for the recent spring semester. The past two academic years have been emotionally and financially challenging for you and your families due to the COVID-19 pandemic, he wrote. I understand. That is why I am personally thankful for your resilience, perseverance, and find a way or make one attitudes. Clark Atlanta has about 4,000 students, the largest enrollment of any private historically black college or university in Georgia. Roughly 90% of its students receive federal student loans, and 67% of them are delinquent, are not making progress, or have deferred or defaulted on their loans, according to federal data. According to CNN, Simone Biles had to withdraw from the women's team gymnastic final on Tuesday as the Russia Olympic Committee took gold at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics. The ROC's team of Vladislava Urazova, Victoria Listunova, and Angelina Melnikova won with a score of 169.528, while Team USA took silver with 166.5. 0.096, and Great Britain bronze with 164.096. Bowles withdrew from the final on Tuesday after leaving the arena to be attended to by the trainer. While performing her Amanar vault during the first rotation of the team competition, Bowles only managed 1.5 rotations and landed awkwardly, prompting gasps from onlookers in the Ariake Gymnastics Center. Simone Bowles has withdrawn from the team final competition due to a medical issue, said a USA Gymnastics statement. She will be assessed daily to determine medical clearance for future competitions. Thinking of you, Simone. Bowles, who is looking to add to the 4 gold medals she won at the 2016 Rio Olympics, returned to the arena before the second rotation in a tracksuit as Jordan Charles took her place for the uneven bars. She continued to support her teammates from the sidelines, chatting with them and cheering after each routine. Victory for ROC secures a famous double after the men won gold in Monday's team event, while also denying the USA, whose silver ensured an 8th consecutive podium finish, a 3rd consecutive Olympic title. You can read these stories and more at blackchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless your day.